The Lucas County Council Podcast is a co-production of WGTE Public Media and the Lucas County Council Program, with generous support from an Ohio Attorney General's Office grant award. More information at causakids.net.
Welcome to the Lucas County CASA Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea de la Roca, and CASA's Community Engagement and Volunteer Recruitment Coordinator. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. The Lucas County CASA program trains volunteers to advocate for abused and neglected children navigating the juvenile court system. We're going to dive into what we are and what we do, and I have some special guests with me. Haley Nelson from the Ohio CASA, Juvenile Court Administrative Judge Linda Knapp, and CASA Director Chris Carrier. Hi, Haley.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so Haley grew up in the Toledo area. She joined Ohio CASA in 2023 as the Director of Communications. Before then, she was a television reporter in Central Ohio. Her biggest passion during her reporting career was researching and sharing stories about child welfare, which included the work of CASA programs and volunteers. So before we hear about your work with Ohio CASA, I want to know, what inspired you to become an advocate for children, and was there a defining moment?
Andrea, there definitely was. I was a really passionate reporter for many years, and I really found myself pulled towards stories about child welfare, wanting to learn as much about the child welfare system as possible, wanting to speak to young people who had experienced foster care. On a personal note, my maternal grandmother grew up in foster care, and that was something that really motivated me to want to learn more about her situation and something that thousands of Ohio children experience. One day I did a story about CASA volunteers, court-appointed special advocates. It was a story in Delaware and Union counties, and it was really eye-opening. And I found the work of these average community members from all walks of life so inspiring. They spoke up for children experiencing abuse and neglect. They gave of their time. They took serious training sessions and were really working to help children who need it the most and trying to make their communities a better place. And I remember thinking, wow, this is an organization I would really like to be a part of. And in 2023, a position opened up at Ohio CASA, the statewide organization that supports local CASA programs across the state and really works to spread the word about CASA. And when that position opened up, I applied, and the rest is history, and I'm so thankful I did. It's an amazing mission, it's an amazing group, and it's really important work.
Oh, wow, thank you. And we have definitely been blessed to have you in our team, because I know for us, for the Lucas County program, you had helped me, you know, with marketing, with getting the news out. So I know that you're doing other stuff for the local programs, but tell me a little bit more about what other support Ohio CASA provides to the local programs.
Absolutely. And thank you for those kind words. It's always a pleasure to work with the Lucas County CASA team and CASA programs across the state. Lucas County CASA, of course, is a part of a statewide network and a national network. So in Ohio, we will soon have CASA programs serving 62 counties, so a wide part of the state. But Ohio CASA really tries to focus on supporting local programs in any way possible, whether that's through, you know, as we were just saying, marketing and communications help, support with training, with funding. Any way we can, we really try to help, as well as working to get the word out about these incredible CASA volunteers.
Yeah, and, you know, I have found, you know, as a community engagement person, you know, I have found out that it's been difficult to get the word out. So having you guys on our side, and, you know, with tips and, you know, just example of things that I could do, that really helped me get the word out about the Lucas County CASA program. So I know you also offer training, and our volunteers really enjoy going to the conference. Tell me a little bit more about what how the conference support our volunteers?
That's something we are always very excited about at the state level, and this year is very special. This will be our 30th Celebrate Kids Conference. This is something we've done for soon to be 30 years now. It is the statewide conference held in downtown Columbus. It's really essential for a lot of different reasons. First of all, of course, as you know, Andrea, CASA volunteers complete comprehensive training before taking a case. But something they also do is there are required training hours. It's a great way to stay up to date on child welfare topics and to make sure that they're bringing the best advocacy possible for these children. At the state level, we then put together this conference to allow people to get those really needed training hours. And it also is, we find, a really great opportunity to bring CASA volunteers together. It really builds community. It's a great networking opportunity. And as well, it is for hundreds of CASA volunteers. People come from across the state, but we're also joined by CASA program staff, juvenile court judges, social workers, attorneys, so a lot of people that are invested in making sure Ohio's children are safe and protected and advocated for, and it's a great way to come together and try to improve our work.
My next question for you is, how can CASA programs in Ohio help children transition to a safer and more stable environment?
That's really at the heart of what CASA volunteers are here for, to hear from the child and talk to the different people in their lives, whether it be teachers, foster parents, etc., and to find out their best wishes and communicate that with the court. We find at the state level, different studies about CASA in Ohio have shown that children with a CASA volunteer, there could be more positive outcomes in terms of a more stable or permanent environment. So we know that this work, not only is it important, but it can really matter in the life of a child. So the goal of the CASA volunteer is to provide those recommendations in the child's best interest.
Well, thank you so much, Haley, for taking the time to drive from Columbus to be here with us. I appreciate everything that you do for the children in Ohio and the children in Lucas County, and all the support that you give me and the rest of the staff at the Lucas County CASA program.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor, and it's always an honor to work with you in the Lucas County program, and we appreciate all you do.
My name is Nikki Taylor, and I am a volunteer with CASA. I started with CASA just this past summer, so I'm relatively new at it. I had worked with a lot of kids who seemed not to have adults in their life that were giving them direction or any kind of advice. So, and we saw some neglect and some abuse. So then as I retired and was trying to decide what was next for me, CASA seemed to be a good fit, and it all just came together. The recruitment person for CASA actually goes to my church, and then she had heard about me and heard I was looking for something to do, and she jumped on me.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Lucas County CASA podcast. I'm your host, Andrea de la Roca. Did you know that Lucas County was a trailblazer in the CASA movement? The Lucas County Court-Appointed Special Advocates Guardian Ad Litem program was first launched in November 1980, thanks to Judge Andy Devine and the support of the Junior League of Toledo. At that time, it was the first CASA program in Ohio and only the third in the entire country. Our next guest has dedicated her career to serving justice and strengthening our community. Judge Linda M. Knapp was appointed to the bench by Governor Mike DeWine in June 2021 and successfully won the November 2022 election. But her journey to the bench is one built on years of hands-on experience in the legal system. Before becoming a judge, she served in multiple key roles, first as a magistrate with the Lucas County Probate Court, then as a prosecutor and hearing officer with the Lucas County Child Support Enforcement Agency. She's also been a director at the Lucas County Auditor's Office, a day reporting officer with Lucas County Adult Probation, and an assistant prosecuting attorney in the Juvenile Division. Judge Knapp earned her law degree from the University of Toledo College of Law and her undergraduate degree from Wayne State University in Detroit. Beyond the courtroom, she plays an active role in shaping legal policies, serving on the Juvenile Law and Procedure Committee, the Specialized Dockets Committee, and the Grievance Review Panel through the Ohio Judicial College. She's also a member of the National Council of Juvenile and Family Court Judges, the Ohio State Bar Association, and the Toledo Bar Association. Outside the legal world, Judge Knapp stays connected to our community through her involvement with the University of Toledo Law Alumni Board, the Davis College Foundation Board, and the St. Thomas More Society of the Catholic Diocese of Toledo. On a personal note, she's married, has two adult children, and shares her home with two beloved dogs. Judge Knapp, welcome to the podcast. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, Andrea, and thank you for inviting me. I appreciate you creating this podcast series to highlight the important work the CASA office does.
Thank you. So the Juvenile Court is committed to leading the community in protecting children who have suffered abuse and neglect by coordinating services and working toward permanent family solutions. Now I want to ask you, Judge Knapp, from your perspective, how does CASA contribute to that mission? And what impact do you see in the courtroom?
Wow, the contribution of the CASA to that mission is immense. The CASA truly dives into each case. The CASA meets the parents, grandparents, foster parents, teachers, counselors, doctors, whoever. Truly, every person or service involved in the life of the child or children of the case. Additionally, they will check into how the parents are progressing in their case plan services. The CASA will bond with the children and observe the interaction of the kids with the parents and foster parents and throughout their life. If the children are of age, the CASA will have the difficult conversation of what is happening and obtain the children's thoughts and wishes. Then, with all this knowledge the CASA has secured, they appear at court hearings and are the only person in the court who has no spin or angle to present other than what is determined to be in the best interest of the children. It is a very powerful position. Sometimes with the child who is old enough to state their wishes, the CASA may disagree with the wishes of the child. There are many reasons why this can occur. In those instances, the CASA will hold strong to what they still believe is in that child's best interest, and the court will appoint an attorney to represent the children whose wishes differ. We as a court never want the CASA to waver from their findings or feel guilty for going against the child's wishes. Their role is truly amazing, and they do great work.
Wow, thank you. That was powerful. So my next question to you is, how do you as a judge ensure CASA volunteers' voices are heard in the court proceedings?
Honestly, Andrea, we are very blessed here in Toledo. Attorneys who practice here quickly learn the Toledo way. What that means is the bar in general is very respectful and helpful, not cutthroat like you see on some television shows. In the permanent custody hearings, the attorneys treat the CASA witnesses well. They understand the dedication of that position, and this allows their voice to be heard when they are testifying. Everyone knows that that is an important role and are respectful even if they disagree with the recommendation being made.
When a CASA volunteer is making a difficult decision about the child's future, how much weight do you give to the recommendation?
Well, as I touched on before, the CASA is the unbiased person whose only interest is what is best for the children of the case. With that in mind, I give their testimony a lot of weight. The agency, which is Children's Services, presents the case in the light most favorable to what they have determined should happen. The parents, through their attorneys, present the case in the light most favorable to their clients. The CASA is 100% for the children. And again, if the CASA differs from that of the child, if the child's old enough for that, they are given their own attorney. So truly, to me, their weight holds a lot of my decision.
So what can our community do to support CASA volunteers and encourage more people to get involved?
So as a society, we are all better off when our children can grow up in safe and healthy environments, which will help them become successful adults. With that in mind, it takes the whole community to achieve that goal. So we need anyone who wants to be a difference maker to consider being a CASA. Obviously, you would have to have a love for children, as they are your main focus and with whom you will spend the most time. What I think surprises most people who answer the call to be a CASA is how much this work changes them. When I have the opportunity to swear in a new CASA class, I speak about this and I reference the CASA website, which shares the school paper from a young man who writes about his hero. The young man wrote, "When I was little, my hero was Superman and the Hulk. But now my hero is a lady that loves me all the time, my CASA, Tracy." So to anyone who wants to be a superhero with the power to help children, consider being a CASA. It truly will be the most rewarding job you ever do.
Well, thank you so much, Judge Knapp, for being here and for being a great leader in this community.
Well, thank you for having me. And whenever you need a shout out for CASA, I'm here for you, because this is the best program around. So thank you for all you do for CASA.
Thank you.
I believe one of the impact is that it gives children hope, because they're, if you think about it, they're taken out of their home that they know, even if it's not a really good, healthy place for them. And it's, they have no one who they really can trust, I think, at that point. But then if they have someone who can come and talk with them, who can let them just be who they are, and they can say what they need to say without being judged. My CASA name is Patricia Glenn, and I'm a sister of St. Francis from Sylvania, Ohio.
Now I would like to welcome CASA Director Chris Carrier. She's a key voice in this conversation. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
Okay, so she has been a part of the Lucas County Juvenile Court CASA team since 2021. She began as a guardian ad litem, taking volunteer and paid cases, was hired as a CASA staff attorney, and more recently became the CASA director. Prior to that, she had a private law practice where she focused on juvenile law, family law, and criminal defense work in Toledo and surrounding areas. Chris earned her law degree from the University of Toledo and her undergraduate degree from Walsh University. Welcome again.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
The CASA program's purpose is to make sure that no abused or neglected child in Lucas County faces the juvenile court system alone. A well-trained, caring, and consistent advocate can be the difference between a child slipping through the cracks and finding a path to stability. Chris, in your experience, what kind of impact does that one trusted advocate have on a child's life?
Well, that advocate provides a consistent, supportive presence that helps the child thrive as they travel through the juvenile court system. They establish a bond with the child and provide a stable and encouraging relationship that can be crucial for the child's emotional and psychological well-being. They ensure that the child is receiving necessary services such as therapy, counseling, educational support to promote their development and make sure that all the child's needs are being met. They help to find a safe and permanent home for the child, ultimately promoting their well-being and long-term success.
One of the most common questions people ask about the CASA volunteer opportunity is who can volunteer. CASA volunteers come from all walks of life, but they all share a common goal, to advocate for the best interest of abused and neglected children. So Chris, who can become a CASA volunteer?
Anyone, if you're 21 years of age or older. CASA volunteers are ordinary citizens with a variety of educational, racial, and ethnic backgrounds. Some have full-time jobs, some have part-time jobs, some are retired, some are homemakers. No special or legal background is required. But volunteers are screened closely for objectivity, competence, and commitment.
Okay, wow. So once someone decides they want to volunteer, what kind of training do they go through?
Well, they undergo a thorough one-time 40-hour training, and that training includes self-guided learning over the internet and an evening class each week for 6 weeks. They learn effective advocacy and investigation techniques and how to write a report to the court. They are additionally educated about specific topics ranging from child abuse and neglect to domestic violence, substance abuse, the law, and courtroom procedures. Information about poverty and cultural awareness and sensitivity are also part of the training curriculum. The training is highly interactive and includes case studies to enable the development of skills in addition to learning the information. So the culmination of the initial training, after we go through that, and we have them sworn in at a ceremony with the juvenile court judges, where the CASA volunteers then become sworn officers of the court. And I will add that we are undergoing revamping our training sessions right now. So everything I just told you regarding the six-week class frame might be condensed into a shorter version so more people can apply and successfully complete the training.
Okay, good. So stay tuned. Visit our website, so CASAKids.net. Again, CASAKids.net, and you will know what the training will look like moving forward. Okay, so now can you talk about the key responsibilities of a CASA jail volunteer? And what should people know before they apply?
Sure, absolutely. One of the biggest key components is being committed. These cases can last up to 2 years. So being committed to the child or children in the case is paramount. But the other responsibilities as a CASA or guardian ad litem is to investigate, to advocate, and to monitor. So let me break those down for you. So investigate. The CASA volunteer needs to perform an independent investigation. They need to talk to everyone involved in the case. So the parents, the caseworkers, school personnel, daycare providers, foster parents, but most importantly, the child. And they also need to see the child on a monthly basis. So that's their investigation role. The advocate aspect of it means that they need to identify resources and services the child may need, and then advocate what's in that child's best interest in the courtroom as well as to Lucas County Children's Services. And as far as monitoring goes, they need to make sure that court orders are being followed and all services are being provided to the child, and they need to bring to the court's attention or to the CASA department any new developments in the case, any changes, or any concerns. Again, it's a commitment, it's dedication. Lucas County Children's Services caseworkers don't always remain constant through the case by no fault of their own. Caseworkers get switched to different units, perhaps they obtain other employment. The CASA is the only person that remains the one person in this child's life through the pendency of the case.
Well, thank you so much, Chris, for being here, for your leadership, and for all the support that you provide to our volunteers and the CASA staff.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure talking today.
The vision is simple but powerful. A world where every child has the safe, loving home they deserve. CASA is working every day to make that vision a reality by ensuring each child has a dedicated advocate looking out for their best interest. If you've been inspired by today's conversation and want to make a real difference in the life of a child, consider becoming a CASA volunteer. The process is simple but life-changing. Start by joining an upcoming information session, then apply. One person can make a powerful impact. Why not let that person be you? Visit CASAKids.net, again, CASAKids.net, to learn more and take the first step today.
The Lucas County CASA podcast highlights how the power of one person can transform the lives of abused children in our community. This podcast is a co-production of WGTE Public Media and the Lucas County CASA program, with generous support from an Ohio Attorney General's Office grant award. All episodes are posted on WGTE.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more about the Lucas County CASA program at CASAKids.net.